I thank Prison Radio for this platform and allowing people in my condition that's routinely silenced the real opportunity to have a voice. I am a son, brother, nephew, cousin, father, uncle, and decent man who wants to be treated with humanity because I have values of care, love, respect, and empathy for others. Therefore, I realize the problems we face as society are bigger than our skin complexion. So it pains me to know that as an African American, that's what has seemingly kept a majority of white Americans in positions of authority from hearing me when I speak. Can you hear me speak? Because if yes, you'll know that I have something to say that's worthy of attention and action. However, after my broadcast last week, it became evident that there were listeners that work with this system at this very prison that want to silence my truth. I felt an implied threat and attempt to stoke fear in me has begun. As I was handed legal paperwork back, and it was revealed that a decision was made that I was going to have to do an assignment admitting to crimes I vehemently denied committing. I am a participant in mandated sex offender treatment here in Minnesota, which is commonly used as a weapon to penalize rather than treat. And staff are attempting to force me against my constitutional rights to say I committed acts and behaviors of a crime I pled not guilty to and appealed results of several times. This is something I will explain more of as I lay out my complaints, because there's a blatant lack of care and respect within this Minnesota system of injustice, where there are several seemingly illegal practices taking place within the prisons and these prison-based treatment programs. I have the intention of exposing some of these plights I face personally dealing with treatment programs in Minnesota. I want you, the listener, to hear my truth and perspective of what goes on in these programs and their effectiveness. These are the things I'm in the process of working on to make honest, raw, and clear. I hope to get a chance because I've been told too many times that I'm too intelligent for my own good. My family in Chicago are afraid for me and think I might wound up dead, but I'm a born fighter who has looked fear straight in the eye only to continue pressing forward. I know I'm doing something right here by speaking out because I've raised eyebrows and captured attention. If something happens to me after this broadcast and you don't hear from me next week, I ask you, the listeners, not to hesitate to call the Minnesota DOC and demand answers. Also, thank you to those listeners who did reach out to me through email and letters to show support. Once again, I can be emailed through the JPay app or website. Just insert Minnesota for state and number 210006 for ID number. Or you can mail me directly at Izell, I-Z-E-L-L, W, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, number 210006. 7600-525th Street, Rush, R-U-S-H, City, C-I-T-Y, Minnesota, 55069. All positivity, supportive contact is welcome and appreciated. No justice, no peace. I can't breathe. Just give me a little air. Thanks.
These commentaries are recorded by Prison Radio.